The reason for our visit today, I hope you're up for this, is I just wanted to kind of cruise through the western provinces of the National Hockey League, the four teams, and just pick your brain on them. Because, of course, last year, by no stretch, a banner year for any of the teams. And as I look around in the off season and actually continuing into the preseason, there, you know, Edmonton and Winnipeg both have issues with RFAs. Calgary and Winnipeg. Edmonton looks like they got their lineup pretty much set. But let's start it in Vancouver, because I'm still not. I know they played a preseason game and they won over Edmonton last night, but I'm still not sure what kind of team Willie Desjardins is going to ice this year. Do you have any sense?
Not really. They're sort of caught in that, you know, I have a feeling that if Hank and Danny Sedin weren't brothers and were just separate frontline players, at least one of them would have been traded away for some form of future by this point. So, you know, that's really the biggest difference between Vancouver and other teams that are kind of going through a rebuild is they don't have the ability to trade their best, either of their best players away and make that deal for the first round pick or for the young prospect. By my eye, Robbie, the biggest issue that they have in Vancouver right now is Hank and Danny are still their best two forwards.
Yeah.
They need someone else to be their best two forwards, and they need Hank and Danny. Just the way the Sedins pushed the old West Coast Express with Morrison, Naslin, Bertuzzi, the way they sort of pushed them to be the second line, someone in Vancouver needs to do that with the Sedins, and it's not happening yet.
You look at, you know, again, we talk about it all the time. Are you on the same page on this, that it is somewhat reminiscent of Calgary 4 or 5 years ago, right, with Iginla, Kiprusoff, and Bomeister? We all kind of knew that you had to go. It's the same situation, isn't it?
It is. Sure. And another part of why it's the same situation is either team drafted real well.
Yeah.
You know, Vancouver doesn't have a lot of high-end prospects coming. Bo Horvat was a high pick, and, you know, he's going to be a depth centerman here, looks like. Joel Levy, they just got in the draft. He's probably not ready quite yet to play. You know, how good is Jake Bertan? Is he going to be a first-line player in this league? I'm not sure. So, you know, and they've lost a few. They have not really stocked their cupboards particularly well in Vancouver. Their draft record hasn't been great. And I think you'd say the same for Calgary and Edmonton. That's why those teams failed and suffered, because they didn't draft very well.
Is there something, though, coming in Vancouver? I mean, Thatcher Demko played last night. He's got a nice reputation coming out of college. Anton Rodin is back over here. I'm wondering about what you think of the prospect pool as it is right now for Vancouver.
Well, you know, Joel Levy, for instance, is a pretty interesting cat. I think what we're finding is not every team has a top defenseman and has that guy that runs a power play, you know. Certainly that's been the difference between Calgary and Edmonton. A big difference is Calgary's, even the last few years, there's been a few things the Flames haven't had, but they've had defensemen.
Mm-hmm.
Edmonton hasn't. So to me, that's a big one. But Joel Levy's just 18 years old. He's not ready to help yet, but he's coming. Thatcher Demko is for sure a good young goaltender, but you know the way Markstrom's been playing, Miller's probably in his sunset years here, but goaltending's not the issue right now for Vancouver. Their goaltending's good enough. I don't know where the goals are going to come from in Vancouver for me, and the defense that they're going to ice this year, as I suspect Joel Levy goes back to London. You know, there's not a number one defenseman in that group. Is Edler still their best defenseman? I mean, Goodbranson's a big, solid, stay-at-home guy. I watched the game last night, and he was really moving well, skates better than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a good addition. He's a good player. But I don't see, in today's game, you need, the offense has to start with the defense. They got to get the puck, get it to your players. Again, I watch the Flames all the time, and that's a huge edge that the Flames have had over Edmonton, is their defensemen can stop a cycle, get the puck, and hit a forward in stride. I don't know if they got enough of those guys in Vancouver right now.
Sportsnet's Mark Spector, our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Let's go from the team furthest west to the team furthest east in this conversation in Winnipeg. And hard to talk about this team without discussing Jacob Trouba. Mark, where's Trouba for you? What is he, and what should he demand, or what should he bring back for Kevin Cheveldayoff?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? It's, you know, what's his top point season? I think, was it 29 points when he was a rookie? And it's gone down from there. Now, the Jacob Trouba camp will tell you, well, sure, it's gone down because they put me behind. They put me on the left side, and I'm playing, I'm on the right side defense when I'm behind Bufflin and Tyler Myers. So it's the old, give me ice time and I'll be great. And the coach is saying, why don't you be great and then I'll give you some ice time. So I'm not sure what's there with Trouba. I watched him at the World Cup. I covered Team North America extensively, and he was not one of the better defensemen on that group. I mean, he made the team, so he's obviously elite, but... You know, is he as good as T.J. Brody? I don't know if he's as good as T.J. Brody, you know. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. It reminds me, his size and body type and the way he plays the game reminds me a little bit of Jeff Petrie.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, they're both big. They're both American guy out of the NCAA. And both of them, you look at them and you go, man, you should be more physical more of the time. And they're really not. They both have good shots. But you say, I wish I saw that shot more. So I'm not willing to hand over the bank to Jacob Trouba. I think a guy like Johnny Gaudreau, I'm a lot more sure what Johnny Gaudreau is going to give me for the next 6 or 7 years than I am what Jacob Trouba is going to give me.
So beyond Trouba, you take a look at the Winnipeg Jets, and it's been a couple of years of change there. Andrew Ladd, their captain, is now gone. They've had, here we are talking about the Vancouver Canucks, who really don't have a lot of prospects. The Jets are considered one of the teams with the deepest prospect pool. Do they get a little bit of a youth infusion this year?
Yeah, they're a way better team. I was really surprised that they floundered last season, Rob. You know, no one sort of drafts and develops. Not many teams draft and develop any better than the Jets. You know, they don't waste their draft picks, right? Now they got the kid coming up from Michigan, Connor.
Yep.
I've lost his last name. I'm sorry. Darn it. Anyway, they've got new kids coming in every year. Mark Scheifele.
Kyle Connor.
Excuse me, Kyle Connor. That's why I was thinking this is his first name, not his last. That's why I couldn't think of it. Kyle Connor, they, by all accounts, is a real good young prospect who should play. I got to know Mark Scheifele a little bit here at the North American team, and he is a high character kid. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll tell you what, I talk to him a lot, and he's smart. He plays whatever role you want. You know, he fit well on that line with Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews. He can lead my team. He's a future captain, in my opinion. So there's a good player. You know, they do have the number one defenseman in Buffalo that a lot of teams are missing. You know, he's a real all-around bomber from the point, play physical for you, lead your team kind of guy. They clearly have goaltending. I mean, they're kind of stuck with Andre Pavlich right now, but I think Connor Hellebuyck is a guy that will be, by all accounts, for what we've seen,
yep.
I think there's enough young goalie there that you can count on him being around for a while. And, you know, they got some depth and size. They're a big team. Big Blake Wheeler's coming at you on that team. You know, Bufflin's the guy that, you know, you see him hit a guy, he flies 10 feet in the air. Tyler Myers is gives you size. So they check off, Rob, don't they check off a lot of boxes for me? I think they got a lot of the things I like in that team. I'm going to pick them to make the playoffs this year, and I think I picked them last year too, and they proved me wrong, didn't they?
They did, but I think they proved a lot of people wrong. But it seems to me that a lot of their questions have been answered, right? Was it going to be Bufflin staying or Ladd going? That stuff is behind them. And to me, the wild card is Laine in all of this. You know, Patrick Laine, who maybe didn't, you know, dominate at the World Cup of Hockey like, you know, some other young guys did, but he wasn't playing on Team North America. He was with the men in Finland. And to me, he's going to be the difference for them this year. If he comes up and, you know, challenges for Rookie of the Year, I think that could make all the difference.
Yeah, and gives you a real weapon on that power play.
Yeah.
You know, so if I've got Big Buff shooting from my right point and I've got Laine setting up at the left side circle like Ovechkin does, you know, that's going to give fits to PK box, right?
Yep.
So, you know, for sure. And Laine gives, and there again, there's another player who's coming at 6'3". I mean, he's an absolute stud. So, yeah, let's have it. I think it's to me, it's great that, you know, Pulley Jarvie, the high draft pick, ends up here at Edmonton. I mean, it'd be fun to watch him. If, I don't know if he'll make the team right away, but I think we'll watch him over the next few years. I can't wait to see Lange come through our buildings over the course of time here. Look at the other Finn. Vancouver's got Ylevi.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so there's three top Finnish prospects we're going to see a lot of. And Calgary's got lots of good young guys. So, you know, the cycle's been pretty ugly out west the last little while. But I think looking at all these lineups, Rob, I think we've suffered enough out here. It's time to finally get some guys that, you know, to yep. get a little bit of success. Like, I see it on all the fronts. One of these teams got to come through for us.
Sportsnet's Mark Spector, our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline, talking about the four Western Canadian teams. All right, let's deal with our province and the team up north, Edmonton. It's, you just said something that set me back a little bit. Maybe flesh it out a bit for me, Mark. I would have assumed Puljujarvi was as good as there this year. Not necessarily?
I'm not so positive about that, no. I'm not positive that he's there. You know, he, for instance, there's some stuff going on here. Like, one of the big questions in Edmonton is they've got three pretty good centermen, McDavid, Nugent Hopkins, and Draisaitl.
Yep.
Todd McClellan's MO back in San Jose was when he had three centermen there, he had Marlowe and Thornton and Joe Pavelski. He moved Joe Pavelski up and played him on the second line. He didn't like Joe Pavelski playing third line minutes. And I would suggest that they would love to see Draisaitl on that second line, but they don't have a third line center here. So, you know, they're kind of trying out some people at it. They got a kid in here named Drake Kajula, an NCAA kid that's mm-hmm. pretty highly touted. So there's a lot of things to fall in line. Let's say the Kajula kid could play third line center. I'm not sure he can. Let's say he can for fun.
Right.
That puts Draisaitl on the right wing. That takes a right wing position away from a guy like Puljujarvi. You know, so now if he's going to be my third line left right winger, I might just put him in the minors for a little while to let him learn about small ice and learn the game over here. If they have to play Draisaitl at center, now there's a spot open. How good's Yakupov? Yakupov's never going to be around. Is he going to beat Puljujarvi for a job? I'm not sure he is. But I guess the history here, Robin, you've all seen it in Calgary, is
yep.
this team's played way too many kids way too early.
Yep.
So if they found a way to fill up a lineup they were happy with, and Puljujarvi didn't, you know, break down the door in camp. I mean, he's got to break the door down to make this team. If he's just okay, I sense they'll send him down to Bakersfield and they'll let him figure out the small ice. He doesn't have much experience on it. And instead of starting that 18-year-old kid in the NHL like they've done in Edmonton for seemingly for far too long, I think they'd rather take a traditional route if possible. Unless the kid just leaves them no choice.
Well, and it's a benefit, isn't it? Because somebody's listening to this and going, well, wait a minute, guys, he's 18. Why are you sending the American Hockey League? Because he was drafted out of Europe, which is an option that they wouldn't have with a CHL player. It's not an option that the Flames have with Tkachuk. It's not an option that Vancouver has with
right.
With their defenseman. That boy, that one little tweak is a big difference, right? Developing himself, you're developing him yourself rather than putting him back over in Finland for a year.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt. The biggest issue for kids these days, because as the game speeds up here in North America, like the NHL is just so quick now, and it exacerbates the shift from the huge ice where everything happens way slower to playing on the small ice. Every year it gets harder yep. to come from big ice to small ice. So for my eye, the biggest thing, Puljujarvi, it's all there. He's big, he's strong, he shoots like crazy, he skates real well. You know, he handles a puck like he's going to be a real good player, I would suspect. But you have to make that adjustment. Stuff's happening real fast for him. Can he make it in training camp, Rob? Maybe he makes it training camp. Maybe he needs three or four preseason games, and then it'll be fine. But, you know, maybe it takes two, yep. three, 6 months in the minors. There's no shame. You know, there's no shame in playing in the AHL. All the best players over the years, a lot of great players came through that league.
Any noticeable difference between this year and the last number of years up in Edmonton? Always promise, always expectation. Now yep. this is McClellan's second year, McDavid's second year. Is it feel any different, Mark? Is it any different up there than it has been in the last 7 or 8?
Yeah, it is, and this is why, right? You got to you start to check off the boxes of the. I look at the teams that have just manhandled Edmonton for the last 3 years, and many of them, I think, have manhandled Calgary a bit too, but I look at the St. Louis, right? I look at an Anaheim, a big San Jose club. And those teams beat Edmonton for fun the last 5 or 6 years. And they did it because they had better goaltending every night. Edmonton hasn't had goaltending. Well, now they got Cam Talbot, who, you know, had a bit of a slow start last year, but from about December 15th on, his stats were in top 10 in the league. He's a good goalie. I think there's enough goalie there, Rob. You know, I'm not saying he's winning the Vezina, but I think there's plenty of goalie, and you can win with what Cam Talbot gives you. They haven't had that guy for ages. So let's say for conversation they got goaltending finally. I look at the size. St. Louis and Anaheim and L.A. and, you know, even Vancouver, they could never stop a cycle with the Sedin brothers. This team has been too small for ages. Well, they're going to go into the year this year. Their top left winger is going to be Milan Lucic. Right, their next left winger is going to be, I don't know, it'll be Pouliot, who's a good size guy. He's not particularly aggressive. They got Patrick Maroon in their top nine. They got Zach Cassian playing a regular shift on the right side, maybe third or fourth. If Puljujarvi plays, he's 6'3". So they got guys in the back end now with some size. Big Darnell Nurse is figuring out the game pretty well. So they're not going to, you know, St. Louis might still beat him, Rob. But they're not just going to come in and win every puck battle anymore. They're not just going to walk in your rink and push you off the puck and take the 2 points and walk out without a bruise. I can tell you for sure, the Oilers might not win every day, but the days of every team walking through, well, it used to be Rexall Place, and walking out without a bruise, those days are over. So there's another box maybe you could check a little bit, right? Connor McDavid, you know, he's unbelievably good. I know that's no scoop.
Yeah.
But he's a game changer for everybody. He makes everybody play better. He puts the puck on everybody's tape with a better chance to score. He gives you way more belief than you ever had before. So add to that a coach that's, you know, a real good professional, top-notch coach. We saw what he did with Team North America. He was a pretty good coach at San Jose. And a GM who's already built a Stanley Cup winner compared with the GMs they had in here before. I mean, I just went through five improvements on this team. So they got to be better. You can't improve all those areas, Rob, and not be better. Is that fair?
I think it is fair. And I do want to ask one. This really does sound like a question asked by a Calgarian to somebody in Edmonton, but bear with me on why. Mm-hmm. I agree with the idea and the premise that this team is bigger, but has the leak shifted again? Are we going, because of what Pittsburgh did and some of the success we've seen from Chicago, is the league about to become quicker? And I'm not suggesting the Oilers don't have quick players. They always have.
No, that's fair.
But I just wonder if you know, that whole idea, and I know they've chased it here and still sound like they're trying to chase it here in Calgary about getting big. I wonder if we're not seeing another fundamental shift in the game.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I got a piece up on sportsnet.ca right now, and one of the questions I asked, you know, some people yesterday is, if you're getting bigger in 2016, are you trying to win a cup 5 years ago? You know, are those days gone? And I think the question becomes this, you know, no, like, if big and good still beats small and good, but big has to be quicker. You know, big can't not be able to keep up, or it's useless to you. Then you're chasing the play, you can't get there anymore. So, you know, just up front, I'm looking at their big guys. Now, we all know Cassian's been through a whole lifestyle deal, but this guy at this point is out the other end of it, and he's weighing, I think he weighs 212, and he is in absolutely fabulous shape. I stood in front of him for 15 minutes talking yesterday. This kid is lean and fast. So if I'm going to be Zach Cassian size and I can skate, well, I'm okay with that. Pat Maroon had weight issues his whole career. He's 20, I think he's 27 now. He took off 22 pounds or something because he's no dummy. He sees what you're talking about, Rob.
Yep.
League's getting too fast to be heavy. So if Pat Maroon can skate and get there, play for my team any day. That's why I've always loved Troy Brouwer, right? Because Troy Brouwer is big and rough and strong and wins his puck battles, but he also gets there on time. And he gets to the battle before it's already, the puck's already gone. So I guess my question is, you know, what you're saying is there's no room for big guys. There's no room anymore for Brian McGrattan.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
There's no room for Brian McGrattan. He can't play in the league. As great a guy as he is, we don't fight enough, and he doesn't skate enough to get there. And every team has some. Luke Gazdick up in Edmonton, they moved him out because he can't get there.
Yep.
So Lucic needs – look, Lucic's never going to skate as fast as Connor McDavid. There's no – we're not going to say he will. but he needs to be able to keep up with the play. And if Lucic, Lucic is going to win battles that no one on the Oilers, battles that the Oilers haven't won for years, because Lucic wins his battles on the boards and he gets the puck out of the corner. Now, I want a guy playing with Connor McDavid who can do that, but he better be quick enough, or he's going to be trailing the play all year long.
Mark, I'd make a terrible pilot because I just ran out of runway. Sorry about this. I wanted to get to Calgary.
Didn't even get to the Flames.
We'll table it. We'll get to him. Always good to talk to you, my friend. We encourage everybody to read your stuff at sportsnet.ca.
Hey, thanks, Robbie.